See Me, See Me Not, Gavert City, Book 2, written by Elodie Novodadsky, narrated by Megan Carter. Chapter 1. Melly. The Circle protects you from evil. The Circle's Book of Truth. Rule 9.
Evil doesn't sleep, doesn't rest, doesn't forget.
Jeremiah uses his soothing voice despite the threatening reminder that evil surrounds us, ready to pound on us and test us. The Book of Truth, the only book I'm allowed to read, reminds us that the Circle will be there for us. The Circle is made of love and understanding. The Circle waits for us. We will join them as soon as Master Abram believes us to be ready. We will be cared for and saved. Jeremiah is much taller than me and not as skinny. But he's almost graceful as he slides next to me, so close that our shoulders touch.
Evil doesn't sleep, doesn't rest, doesn't forget,
he says again, and I know what the next step is. I repeat after him. Evil doesn't sleep, doesn't rest, doesn't forget. We use these words as a mantra, as a lullaby, as a good night prayer.
Master Abram talked to me. He warned me.
He whispers, as if Master Abram is listening to us, and gently turns my chin to him. His fingers are warm and smell like the basil he's growing outside. His feverish eyes bore into mine.
They're close. You know what you need to do.
I nod and we stand. Jeremiah's eyes dart from the small table standing in the middle of our only room to the door, like he's expecting people to march through and tear us apart. Or maybe he's worried Master Abram will storm in and shout at us like he often does. Last time he yelled at Jeremiah for bringing me an old copy of Anne of Green Gables. I'd confessed to him it used to be my favorite book before being saved. Master Abram saw the book and slammed it on my face until my nose bled, forcing Jeremiah to watch.
Evil knows.
His hand touches my cheek quickly. A brief touch. My heart pounds. He's right. Evil knows. He pulls me closer to him. My head barely reaches his shoulder. His shirt smells clean and fresh, in contrast with the filthy blouse he brought me last week.
Evil finds ways to test us.
His mouth is close to my ear. He moves the old reddish carpet to the side and pulls the latch in the wooden floor right by the small table, revealing the place I've called home for several months.
I won't let them kill you.
His promise calms my erratic heart, but I still shiver. This place holds my darkest secrets. What I've done can never be undone. I know, I whisper back. Inch by inch, I slide down until my feet touch the uneven floor, a mix of dirt and gravel. It's too small for me to stand. I can barely sit without scraping my head against the ceiling. I lie down. The ground is hard against my back. Panic sends sweat running down my spine, and my fingers dig into the dirt. I force myself to pull air in. To push it out. The musty smell used to make me gag. I'm used to it now. I can do this. His hand touches my forehead.
You trust me?
It's not a question. He hands me a knife that I set beside me. My fingers brush the scar in my right wrist, a reminder that fighting Master Abram was stupid. Jeremiah saved me from the world, from Master Abram, and from myself. The first days and my fear of him are long gone. What about her? I croak. My mind fills with images of my sister dying. She needs to be saved, too, before it's too late, like it is for my parents. Master Abram told me over and over again they are beyond redemption. Even though they don't care about me like I thought they did, I still sometimes miss them, too.
I promised you. I always keep my promises.
He smiles his usual reassuring smile, even though Master Abram told him he needed to be harder on me. His eyes linger on me for a few seconds. They linger on my chapped and lying lips, on my reddened cheeks, on my terrified and yet hopeful gaze. They linger as if he's burning every feature of my face into his memory. He gives me an encouraging nod, and then he lowers the door.